Time now for news you can use on Cairo Nights.
Welcome back into Cairo Nights. I'm G. Scott. That's Mace. Aaron Mason.
Hello.
He's co-hosting with me all week.
Yes.
Glad to have you, Mace.
Thanks for having me, G.
Mace, before I get into news you can use, and by the way, just so you know, this is Drew Barr's favorite segment. I like to say that because he keeps it in play.
That's true.
But I've been wanting to ask you something for a while, and I might as well ask you in front of my family, Cairo Nights around here.
All right. Let's have at it.
What's going on with the mustache?
Can I tell you?
You have this mustache, and by the way, when I say mustache, it is 1983, 84, Tom Selleck-ish mustache.
Okay.
Talk to us about it.
I'll take a Selleck comparison. A couple months ago, we had off for like the holidays, you know, and I was like, yeah, I don't feel like shaving. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And then for the first time in my life, I've always been very baby-faced. Mm-hmm. But for the first time in my life, after like a couple days, I had some serious potential mustache going on. So I'm like, well, let's ride this wave till it crashes.
Let's see where this thing goes.
So that's where I'm at.
So how do you, when you say crashes, what would be an example of it crashing?
You calling me out over the air for having a mustache. No, I get some like positive reactions from it. When that stops, then I'm done with it.
Have you ever gotten a positive reaction from someone you didn't want a reaction from? Maybe somebody being like, hey, that looks great. You're like, oh, I didn't need a compliment
from you.
Oh, not you.
The guy with half a mustache.
Yeah, exactly.
Great mustache.
Hey, that looks just like mine, even though I'm missing my shoes.
If somebody says you look like Tucker Carlson, would you shave it off?
Oh, yeah.
That's if you grow a bow tie under your nose.
All right, let's get to it. Here's some news you can use. Now, here's a good thing about this topic. I really like this one that Drew found for us here. This person is in their 30s, and they've completely changed their mind about five things since they were in their 20s. And I think we can all relate to these things because I think all of us have changed significantly since our 20s.
Hopefully.
Yeah, some people, yeah. Well, I was going to go into that one. So here are the five things that this person changed, and let's kind of talk about it. Number one, it's okay to let friendships fade.
Mm.
What do you think, Mace? It's okay
Huge.
To let friendships fade.
I know so many people that stress about, I'm not seeing this person as much as I used to. I don't know if we're even friends anymore. We don't talk like we used to. Relationships ebb and flow. The best relationships I've had in my life are people that I almost never see. The people I'm closest to, that when we meet up, we don't miss a day. It's like it was just yesterday. We get right into the real stuff. Like it's meaningful. Meaningful relationships, for the most part, I think have very little to do with the amount of time.
Yeah, I think so. I think truly good friendships and connections will stand that test of time. My best friend, Nate, I barely ever see, but every time I see him, it's just like, no time has passed.
Yeah.
By the way, DB, David Burbank, he's still in his 20s, so these are good lessons for him to learn later on.
Yes, open ears, young David.
I'm taking notes.
Number two, conflict is natural and should be welcomed. I disagree with this one. You know what? I think I had more conflict in my 20s. Mm. And then as I get older, I'm like, no, I'm not dealing with that because I don't do conflict well. I go from 0 to 100. I'm not one of those that goes from 0 to 10. Like, well, let's talk this out.
I go from 0 and then I find an exit ramp and then I just go off and then just never do it for that ramp.
So conflict is natural and should be welcome, they're saying.
I mean, it depends on what you mean by conflict, but there's definitely something to be said about like iron sharpening iron. And if you like I think you're great, G. Like I really like talking with you and hanging out with you and working with you. But when we disagree about something, I'm happy about that. Because we're going to talk about something, and I'm going to listen to you. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it And I take that in and see what works and how it shakes out and hopefully can be a better person because of it.
I find sometimes that conflict is also a really good way of figuring out exactly how passionate you feel about something. Like when I initially started working here at Cairo, I didn't really follow the news too much. And I remember early on having discussions and being like, yeah, I don't know if I would actually really do well on the radio because I don't know if I have really strong enough opinions about something. Well, the longer that you're around stuff...
Now he's tweeting in all caps. Like,
the longer you're around stuff, and when you start having conversations with people that you do disagree with, you find yourself starting to kind of crystallize what you really care about.
Yeah. Number three. Family has to come first. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and step in. Family and coworkers are the same.
I like this.
You don't get to pick them. This is facts. And I know it sounds good, family first. Mm-hmm. I got some family that I can't stand. That I just can't stand them. I wish they weren't family. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could divorce them.
So you're like family eighth.
Right. Like, like not all family. Like, you need to put family asterisks. Yeah. Yeah. What's the asterisk for? The ones that I like.
Some.
I really kind of want to tell a story right now, but I'm scared that this cousin might be listening.
Uh-oh.
Let's take this offline.
Yeah, I can't tell this one. I'm sorry, Kyra Knight. I just can't. I can't. Here we go. I think this is the last one, right?
Just one or two left.
Here we go. Number four. You can't do it all. Sometimes you have to prioritize what's important.
I would say it's a combination.
You know this.
It's a combination of prioritizing and also not being afraid to delegate something. To be like, look, you know what? I got too many things that I can deal with. And as much as I want to kind of be the person who's in charge of everything, pushing something off to somebody else and being like, okay, I will relinquish control over this just because I only have so many hours in the day.
G. Scott.
Who said, wait, you did say now he's tweeting all caps. Who said that?
Me.
That was damn good. my apologies. A text came in from the 425 and they said it. I'm like, that was good. My apology. I know it's like a good joke.
Oh,
like,
it's a good joke. Like,
you don't give me no love on that?
Good looking out. Good looking out, 425.
I gotta come back to you.
By the way, there was a... Oh,
hey!
Nice work, Purvey.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, there was a comic that I work with that had a joke I really liked. He said, I want to open a hat store for old people and call it All Caps.
Damn, Drew. You always come through with a joke.
Credit
always.
Brett Hamill.
Last one. Quality is more important than quantity.
Oh.
Whether you're talking about beer or how you spend your free time.
Yes.
Facts.
Yes.
Facts only.
That's huge. Again, talking with like friends and about their relationships and the things that they stress about. I know so many who are just like, this and that and this and that and that and this. And if I don't talk to this person and then that. Hey, it's cool. If you are you, and they reach out, and you get to spend some quality time. That's it. That's what it's all about.
If I can go back and do my 20s over again, I would really redo how I drank. I mean, like, just all over the place. Like, back in the Boone's Fawn, Peppermint Schnapps. I mean, it was like anything. What you got? What you got? Here, throw it in. Throw it in. And then when you get older, you're like, nah. I like what I like. I stay in my lane, and you enjoy it a lot more.
Yeah. Who knows? I might have actually been able to like rum.
I can't. Nope. Can't do it.
Adios.
And you know what? You think that's probably what happens, is that you find out the stuff you don't like in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, well, don't like that. I mean, like gin, all the rum. Okay. 425. Said Drew's killing it tonight. He's on fire.
Smoking over here.
They walk out. Mic drop. Cut up next. It's time for the old question of the day. You guys are listening to Kyra Knight, G. Scott, and Aaron Mason.